Let's go from one hit wonders to, you know, a guy who's building a career for the ages. Sportscaster of the year in the state of Maine. He's the voice of University of Maine Black Bear Hockey. And he joins us from Alfond Arena, where the Bears play host to the Providence Friars this weekend. John Shields with us. Hi, John.
Hey, good afternoon, Rich. How you doing?
I am great. How are you?
Doing well. Already here at the Alfond, ready to go for a 7 o'clock puck drop tonight. One hockey game already in the book here, Steph.
Yeah, how did that end up? Last we saw, they had gone into overtime.
Overtime game-winning goal for the Maine Black Bears. They were able to win it 5-4. It's a huge win for the women's ice hockey team over a ranked opponent. So a great win in overtime for the Black Bears here, game one of the doubleheader.
That's awesome. A nice win for the Maine women, and they will play Providence tomorrow, getting the win over UConn today. The Black Bear men taking on Providence this weekend, a big Hockey East series. And it sounded from what Coach Barr had to say when he was on with us Wednesday that he would just like to see some consistency out of this team.
Oh, yeah, exactly. Consistency, especially on the defensive end of the ice. You know, you give up 9 goals in a game, something went wrong. Something wasn't working. Of those 9 goals, 7 were first-shot goals. So, you know, meaning the goaltender didn't get the initial save or a save at all. And the BU players had lanes to the net. There was no main defense, you know, impeding them, no block shots. So BU was able to pick their corners. That's a breakdown, you know, defensively. It's a breakdown on your back checking. It's a breakdown on, you know, your goaltending, too. So lots of things to improve here this weekend.
That was crazy. Have you ever seen a college game like that?
No, that was a shootout. I mean, that was just, it was insane. It was up and down, you know, Maine down 4-0. They worked their way back in it. They tied it at 5 at one point. Thought that they went ahead 6-5. And at that point, BU challenged the goal. It was called a good goal on the ice. After the review, it was overturned. And, you know, that I think that took a lot of air out of the Maine tires. If they're up 6-5 after being down 4-0, you know, maybe they could find some extra energy. But when that was overturned, then BU scored on a fluky goal to make it 6-5. It was, you kind of see, I thought at the end of the second period, Maine kind of ran out of gas, and then BU tacked on a few more in the third. So that was a pivotal point. But that game had lots of ups and downs. A really crazy game. Interesting weekend. There were 3 goals scored on a delayed penalty situation. You know, in the National Hockey League, if you score during a delayed penalty, you don't get the power play. And right now, that's not the case in college hockey. Right now, if you have that delayed penalty situation where you can have an extra attack or your goalie goes to the bench, and the team that committed the penalty has to touch the puck to stop that delayed penalty opportunity. And in the NHL, if you score, you don't get the power play. But like I said, in college hockey, you still get the power play. That rule might be changing in college hockey down the road. But right now, you get the power play. So that's really deflating. You give up a goal, and then you're immediately on the penalty kill. And that happened 3 times combined, which is something else I've never seen. You know, usually getting 1 goal during the delayed penalty is pretty rare. So to see 3 of them on the weekend, Maine actually scored 1 of their own during that type of situation. So it was a weird weekend.
Well, we'll see what happens with Providence this weekend. If statistics mean anything, I'm going to wager a little money that one of these games ends up with a tie, because, man, Providence has had a lot of those this year.
They do love their ties, don't they? They got 6 so far on the season. So, yeah. We could see a tie here in the weekend. The Friars, they also have 12 wins, so you never know. They're always a well-coached team, but that is an interesting, you know, 5 ties in league play. So that is interesting. Of course, the way it works this year, if it ends, they play the extra 5 minutes, 3-on-3. If it ends tied at that point, each team gets a point in the standings, and then they go to the shootout for the extra point, but it goes down on your stats as a tie. So, that's why they have so many. They have so many of those this year. They've ended games after 65 minutes of the tie, which is also something that's different than the NHL. If you win the shootout, you get the win, but that's not the case in college hockey. Mm. So we'll see.
Well, Providence has lost 2 in a row. They were beaten last week, earlier this week, actually, by Princeton, 3-2 in overtime. Lost the second half of their series last weekend to Merrimack, 3-0. What do we think we'll see from these two teams tonight?
Well, you're going to see a Providence team that can score. You know, they average They're averaging over 3 goals a game, so almost 3.25 goals a game. So they could put up some points. And you've got a main team that I think is looking to rebound from a rough weekend at BU. You know, the players want to put it behind them and show that they can play together and they can play well. And another interesting thing is that there's the Battle of the Brothers this weekend. Both teams have a Poisson brother, Nick Poisson, for Providence. He's a junior. He's got 64 points in his career, 8 goals this season, 7 assists. And Ben, obviously Ben Poisson, one of the alternate captains for Maine, is his older brother. So these two are meeting here on the ice this weekend. A brothers battle here. And Ben has 18 points on the year for Maine, 6 goals. So could be fun to watch that matchup this weekend too.
Absolutely. A 7 o'clock puck drop.
Yep, 7 o'clock tonight and tomorrow, and 6:30 pregame coverage on the Black Bear Sports Network.
Excellent. Well, we'll be listening. I hope it works out well. Stay warm up there. How's the home rink after the slush storm?
Well, not good.
No.
Before the slush storm, I went out there with a quick skate, got a quick skate in with little Miss Josie. She and I skated around on Wednesday late afternoon, so that was good. We got the skate in before the slush storm, so now we just have to wait for the cold temperatures to come back.
Well, boy, end of next week, you'll be happy. Some below zero nights coming.
I think I've shoveled the rink off more than I've skated on it this year, so I've got to figure out the balance of that. How much time have we skated versus shoveling? But it's still fun.
Oh, absolutely. Well, John, have a good time this weekend with the games. Thanks as always for making time for us, and we'll check in with you next Friday.
All right, thanks, Rich. Talk to you later.
You bet. It's John Shields, voice of Maine Black Bear Hockey. Our Black Bear reports are brought to you by ClearPoint Capital. Give Mike Tuhle a call. The number is 307-7718. And by Bennett Auto Center at 24 Thatcher Street in Bangor. Everything from oil changes to engine jobs from experienced local people you can trust. See Tom Bennett and the crew at Bennett Auto Center and find them online at BennettAutoCenter.com.